الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، today is the 7th of Jumada Thani 1433, which corresponds to the 28th of April 2012. It's a Saturday evening, and we continue our discussion on the issues of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in regards to their characteristics or the qualities which they are famous for. What makes them stand out? What makes them unique? How do you identify someone to be among Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Which is a very critical point. Not merely by adhering to the aqidah in regards to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, or the fact that iman increases and decreases, or the fact that we don't go against the rulers, or the fact that we accept face value the textual evidences, we don't believe in this religious symbolism across the board, and other qualities. This is one thing, but there's also another element of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which is that of akhlaq, their manners. And sadly, we have a group of people today that wish to take the first segment, and they have failed drastically in adhering to the second, which is the way Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah dealt with human beings. And so we were dealing with that, and that Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they are patient. They teach and enjoin patience at the time of calamities, and thankfulness and gratitude at the time of ease. So their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal is also sound. We did not discuss the following. It said in Tatimma is like a completion. Al-qada'u yutlaqu ala ma'nayayni. Al-qada', the word qada'. Can someone think of a place in the book of Allah where that word occurs? Not necessarily in the same exact wazn. In any other form or derivative is fine. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا. Good. Anything else? We will see. One is good. One is an accomplishment. So the word qada is used for two different meanings. أحدهما, one of them, حكم الله تعالى الذي هو قضاؤه ووصفه, the ruling of Allah, the judgment of Allah, which is in fact what he had قضاء, as in what he had decreed legally, legislatively, ووصفه, and it's a description. فَهَذَا يَجِبُ الرِّضَى بِهِ بِكُلِّ حَالٍ. This one you have to be pleased with it in all situations, in all matters and affairs. What Allah had decreed, in a sense, legislatively. نعم. عليكم السلام. فَسَوَاءً كَانَ قَضَاءً دِينِيًّا أَمْ قَضَاءً كَوْنِيًّا. Irrespective whether it is religious or universal. لأنه حكم الله تعالى, because it is the ruling or the judgment of Allah تعالى. ومن تمام الرضا بربوبيته, and it is an aspect, or this is the perfection of your being pleased, of you being pleased with his ربوبية. What is ربوبية? ربوبية صح. And you know what, Ibrahim, like 90% of the time, your answer is a question. I ask you a question, and instead of giving an answer, you ask me a question. I'm asking you the question. And I said, Rububiyyah, alaykum salam. Tell me what Rububiyyah is. Don't tell me Rububiyyah is from Rab.
He is like the only one creator.
Aywa.
Sustainer.
Aywa.
That is called Rububiyyah.
Sah. Can you think of an English word that may give that meaning? Hey! Lordship, ya jama'at al-khair, Lordship. Ayywa. Fatawa al-sari'a. Fadilat Sheikh Muhammad Ibrahim. We should give you a hotline, Ibrahim. Call 1-800. misconceptions. طيب. فمثال, I'm just teasing, يا أخي. فمثال القضاء الديني قضاؤه بالوجوب والتحريم والحل. Huh? An example of the legislative qada of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is like when he wujub, the obligation of something, wa tahrim, prohibition. Excellent. Ayy, mashallah. Wal hil, hil, lawfulness. Lawfulness. Ma'alish. Let's be exact in the actual. Translate the verb as a verb, the noun as a noun, the adjective as an adjective. So, wujub, obligation. Tahrim, prohibition. Hil, lawfulness. Halal. What is halal? It's lawful. Is every halal wajib? If something is halal, does it mean it's wajib? Chicken, is it halal or haram?
Halal.
Well, it depends.
If it has been slaughtered.
Right.
Yeah.
Trick question. If it was done correctly, it's halal.
Yes.
Is it wajib for you to eat chicken?
No,
it's not. You don't want to eat chicken, no problem. So it's halal, but it doesn't mean it's wajib. طيب. Is every haram wajib?
Yes.
Every haram is wajib?
No.
Every prohibition is obligatory? A'udhu billahi, Shaykh.
To avoid it.
طيب, I didn't say to avoid it. Aye, wallah, I'm gonna. I know, but see, that's why you have to be careful what the person is saying. As that is every haram of his, as every haram wajib, you have to commit it once in your life. Ya Sheikh, أعوذ بالله. طيب. ومنه قوله تعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. One of them is the statement of Allah, وقضى, and your Lord has decreed. That's how they actually translated in the translation. And your Lord has decreed that you shall worship none except Him. Well, this is the example of al-qada al-dini or al-shar'i, the legislative qada. Now we will take an example of al-dunyawi or al-kawni, universal. ومثال القضاء الكوني قضاؤه بالرخاء والشدة والغنى والفقر والصلاح والفساد والحياة والموت. Chill. Let's see the translation or the translating skills you guys have. What he decreed of rakha is, we took it last time. Washidda. Yeah, but you don't want to say toughness. It's actually difficulty here. The times of difficulty, not the time of toughness. Walghina.
Ghani.
Ghina from ghani. Ghani is an adjective describing the person. Huwa ghani. He's got fulus. Huh? Ghina.
Wealthy. Being wealthy.
Richness. Or wealth. Huh? Being wealthy. Hey, الغنى. And it also actually, غنى has another meaning. يستغني عن فلان, which is self-sufficiency. يعني you earn no need. Well, the meanings are close actually. You are rich because you don't need anyone. People need you. So they are related. فأما من استغنى. صحيح. Here استغنى meaning the one who didn't feel like he needed Allah. أما من استغنى صحيح أكثر من مرة, more than once in the Quran, meaning he felt he's self-sufficient, he doesn't need Allah, doesn't need guidance, doesn't need anything. والعياذ بالله. والغنى والفقر, فقر
poverty.
أي والصلاح, that's an exaggerated translation. How about we simplify? غلط. لا, إصلاح. دقيقة يا جماعة الخير. You have to differentiate now. You have صالح, huh? وصلاح وإصلاح ويصلح وصلح وصلح. Hey, they're not the same. The words differ in with the addition of a hamza or the removal of a hamza, you change. إصلاح بين الناس إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. Here إصلاح is reconciliation. صلاح, لا يا شيخ. طيب, فاين. صلاح is righteousness, right. Uprightness,
doing the right.
صلاح, someone being upright. طيب, and it could be goodness, because what's the opposite here, the antonym فساد, corruption. So sometimes you get the meaning of صلاح from the antonym. So صلاح فساد. So أصلحوا, يصلحون. For example, those who rectify, ويفسدون, those who cause corruption. والحياة والموت.
Life and death.
Good. ومنه قوله تعالى فلما قضينا عليه الموت. Then when we decreed upon him death, who is Allah speaking about here? Sulaiman. No one remembers this ayah and the context? Wasn't it that Sulaiman alayhi salam died while he was actually, as ulama say, he was reclining or he was leaning on his staff. And Allah decreed that he died. And the jinn were working right under him. The jinn were working for him. And they continued to work. He was dead. He had been dead. Had it not been for, what did Allah call it? Dabbatul ard. Huh? Ta'kulu. It was eating his staff. Then when it, and then he fell. And then they realized that he died. And Allah said, then the jinn knew that if they had known the unseen, they wouldn't have remained in this severe punishment. This severe, you know, struggling. If they knew he died, if they knew the unseen, the jinn, they would have known Sulaiman died. They would have stopped working from the moment he died. Alayhi salam. But they continued to work because they did not know any better. Jazakallahu khairan. Because they did not know any. But ala kulli hal. فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ When we decreed death upon him. When we decreed death upon him. This is shara' or kaun? Kauni?
Kauni.
Universal. Allah decreed death. There's no legislation in regards to that. There's nothing legislative that relates to that. وَمِنْهُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى Another statement of Allah. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا And we have also decreed upon Bani Israel in the book that you shall cause corruption upon earth twice and that you shall, you know, you become arrogant and prideful twice as well. And you, not twice as well, عَفْوًا وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا You become arrogant in the land. We're seeing a lot of that now, right? I mean, they're threatening the whole world. المعنى الثاني المقضي وهو نوعان. The second meaning is المقضي. يعني what has been legislated or decreed. الأول المقضي شرعا. The legislative decreed. فيجب الرضا به وقبوله. يجب الرضا به وقبوله. It's obligatory to be pleased with it and accept it. فيفعل المأمور به. You do what you're commanded. ويترك المنيع عنه and he leaves what is prohibited ويتمتع بالحلال what does that mean
enjoy
I was just listening to a short video on YouTube for Abu Ishaq al-Huwayni حفظه الله what is this a special order
he counted
the number
ما شاء الله طيب so he was saying that a man approached him and said to the sheikh, I want you to look for a good wife for my son, trying to get him married. He said, well, I know a family, mashallah, practicing and good character, well, you know, behaved and well, you know, they're raised, you know, good in a good way. And she wears niqab, mashallah. He's like, what? She wears niqab? Say, well, it's what? She's going to tell him, sit down and get up? He said, يعني, he thought that يعني, if she's wearing niqab, she must be so strict, huh? That she's gonna tell her husband what to do. So the sheikh told him, what is wrong with you, man? You know, the wearing niqab, the ladies that wear niqab, they are the sweetest in speech with their husbands when they go home. And he quoted a poet who said in his poetry, these women, huh, at home, they are soft-spoken and kind. When they go outside, they're dead serious. So she doesn't open door for every Tom, Dick, and Harry to come and flirt with her. She becomes dead serious when she's outside. But when she's home, she's sweet and gentle with her husband. So then he said, you know, he said, the issue is, because somebody had put a YouTube video that, you know, the Salafis, as in those who follow the way of the Salaf, they actually laugh. Do they actually laugh? He said, because the people think that, you know, if you're practicing the deen and you follow the Salaf, that means that there's no entertainment for you. He said, Wallahi, he said, I rarely swear, Wallahi, wa billahi, wa tallahi, that we enjoy this dunya more than you. He's saying to them, those who don't practice, Wallahi, billahi, and tallahi, we enjoy this dunya more than you. How is that? He said, look at the affair, man. And he mentioned someone who has two buildings and homes and supermarkets, but every day he sleeps in his car. Why? He didn't raise his children Islamically. And so his wife is driving him crazy at home. And his son told him once, "Wallahi, while you're sleeping, I'm going to kill you." His son told his father, "Wallah, wait, when I see you sleeping, I'm going to come in and kill you." And he's afraid. He said, the sheikh, all day, he drives in the car, he doesn't go home. He drives in the car, he's always thinking somebody's chasing him. Every time he sees a car, you know, he tries to maneuver. And then at the end, he finds a spot, he sleeps in the car. He said, "We don't have all these problems, man. I go home, I'm chilling, I got everything going on." So what is this idea that if you're practicing, you become like a serious person who doesn't enjoy life? This is nonsense. تَمَتَّعْ بِالْحَلَالِ. If it's halal, يَا أَخِي, enjoy it. But don't go overboard. Don't go overboard. Or if that enjoyment is reaching the stage where it is distracting you from the obligations and from what Allah wants, or it's making you indulge in haram, this is when you step on the brakes. Huh? You step on the brakes and you take it easy. Otherwise, alhamdulillah, why not? What's the big deal? وَالنَّوْرُ الثَّانِي الْمَقْضِي كَوْنًا. What has been decreed universally. فَإِنَّ مِنْ فِعْلِ اللَّهِ. Or it should be فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ فِعْلِ اللَّهِ. I think there's a typo here. There's a hat missing. What do you have, Ya Abdul Majid?
فَإِنْ كَانَ
مِنْ فِعْلِ اللَّهِ. أنا عندي ما في كان. فَإِنْ كَانَ. See, this is the amazing thing in the Arabic language, that if something is missing, you will know it's missing. The sentence just won't make sense. It just won't make sense. And you don't know what is it that is missing. I mean, you can guess a few things. Here it could have been, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ فِعْلِ اللَّهِ. And the ha is in reference to that maqdi, kawnan. Or here, فَإِنْ كَانَ, if it is, in this case, which is correct, فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ فِعْلِ اللَّهِ. If that which has been decreed is the action of Allah, is one of the actions of Allah, كالفقر, like poverty, والمرض, like illness, والجدب. What is جدب? جدب. Yes, drought. Drought. والهلاك, destruction, ونحو ذلك, things of the sort. فقد تقدم أن الرضا به سنة. We have explained already that being pleased with it is a sunnah. Huh? لا واجب. It is not obligatory. على القول الصحيح, according to the correct opinion. يعني, for example, no one will force you to say, you're poor. Okay, you're poor, you don't have money. No one can tell you, say, brother, it's wajib for you to be happy. I'm not happy, man, I want money. Okay? If you are, it's a sunnah. You're rewarded, it's a recommended act for you to say, alhamdulillah, even though I'm poor, ما في مشكلة. But it's not obligatory. Or if some calamity befalls you, huh? We said, as long as what? As long as you don't object with your tongue, with your heart, or with your limbs. And there's a difference between you objecting and you simply not being in total contentment. They're not the same. But don't say, wallah, ishada, ya sheikh. I'm poor all the time. I don't have to say, hey, now you need to slow down. Maybe you're going overboard. It just means that, yani, inside, you understand it's from Allah. But you don't have to love this condition. Because it may not be suitable for you. Ouch. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ فِعْلِ الْعَبْدِ. However, if it is the action of the slave. So if it's the action of Allah, it's a sunnah for you to be pleased with it. It's not wajib. But if it is from the action of the slaves, جَرَتْ فِيهِ الْأَحْكَامُ الْخَمْسَةِ. Then the five rulings, the five famous rulings, will apply. فَالرِّضَى بِالْوَاجِبِ وَاجِبِ. Being pleased with what is obligatory is obligatory. وَبِالْمَنْدُوبِ مَنْدُوبِ. And being pleased with what is recommended is recommended. Mandub is like mustahab. وَبِالْمُبَاحِ مُبَاحِ. And with that which is lawful, it's lawful. وَبِالْمَكْرُوهِ مَكْرُوهِ. And that which is disliked is disliked. وَبِالْحَرَامِ حَرَام. Not the harami, the... that's another word. Harami is the one who robs you. He's actually called a sariq. Naim. Harami is the local dialect. Local dialect. I don't know why they call them harami, because like haram. But it's a lot of haram. It's like harami. I don't know. Sometimes you wonder where the words came from. Sometimes you wonder where the words came from. Some words are really strange. Like somebody asked me yesterday on Chat Islam. He said, is it true that the Imam of the Haramain, the Imam of the Haram, said to the people, it's haram to say hello. Hello? And then I remember that somebody had sent an email. Said, don't say hello because hello comes from hell and oh, or something like that. And it's like, so they look at this crazy now, you know, analogy. Or not analogy, what is it? Etymology of the word. Nah? That hello comes from hell and hell. And so you shouldn't say hello. The Imam of the Haram, you think he's busy right now, and the people in the minbar, don't say hello? Yeah, Sheikh, yani, where do you get these things from?
Not only that, they said 72 scholars of Saudi Arabia has approved.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it. Yeah. They have nothing to do but to study the word hello. Huh? Yani, mashallah, tabarakallah. قوله now the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah وَيَدْعُونَ إِلَى مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَمَحَاسِنِ الْأَعْمَالِ أهل السنة والجماعة يدعون. What does يدعون mean? يدعون you guys, every trap I place you fall for it.
Calling the people to
Dawah, that's the answer, Ibrahim.
Yeah, they're calling people.
Yes, they call the people. Because it could be yad'un, and it could be yad'un. In both cases, you're calling on Allah or calling the people for something. Yad'un, and they call, invite people, makarim al-akhlaq. What is akhlaq?
Manners.
Makarim, the highest, the noble, the best. The most generous, the most honorable of character or manners. ومحاسن الأعمال and the best of deeds. The Sheikh explained, مكارم الأخلاق أي أطايبها from طيب, the best among them. والكريم من كل شيء هو الطيب. The كريم of something is the best part of it. The كريم of something is the best part of it. The law for the good part of it. بحسب ذلك الشيء depending on that thing. ومنه قول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ رضي الله عنه. What did the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام say to معاذ? إياك وكرائم أموالهم. Yeah. Woe to you from taking the best of their wealth in zakah. When you want to take the zakah, don't take the best and leave with them the other bad stuff. It's the other way around, in fact. Okay, you don't take, not that the other way around, but you don't take the best thing and leave them with what is bad. Okay? I don't know what the exact thing would be here. حين أمره بأخذ الزكاة من أهل اليمن. When he commanded to take zakah from who?
People of Yemen.
What did he tell him before that? What did he tell him in the beginning? قبلها. قبل ذلك.
Take it easy and...
قبل ذلك he informed him that you go into the people of the book. صحيح؟ إنك تأتي أقوام من أهل الكتاب. You go into the people from among the people of the book, telling him who his audience are going to be. So that the first thing you call him to is أن يوحدوا الله in some of the riwayat, that they shall worship Allah alone, single him out in worship. If they agree, then you tell them that Allah had made 5 daily prayers obligatory in the night and the day. If they agree, then take zakah from them, but woe to you from taking the best of their wealth. The Shaykh said, وَالْأَخْلَاقُ جَمْعُ خُلُقُ. Huh. أخلاق is جمع خُلُق. Now, okay, we have an issue here. Now the word is written, can I write here? Now here, you see it? This actually, depending on the tashkil, the diacritics that you put on it, the actual word will change and the meaning will change. You transform it from a verb to a noun, from a noun to a verb, and many different things. So you have, for example, khalq, creation. Khalaqa, created. Khuluq,
manners
or character. Mashi? So it depends on how you put. That's why you need to be familiar with these things. Now, in the standard Arabic books, do you find this kind of tashkil? No, you do not. So if you're not familiar with the multiple meanings, and the only meaning you know is creation, you're going to be confused. Because what is jama'a khalaqa? You're going to read akhlaq jama'a khalaqa? It doesn't make sense. Sahih? طيب, what is jama'a khalq? We said jama'a khuluq akhlaq. What is jama'a khalq? Creation. خلائق. أحسنت يا عبد المجيد. خلائق. طيب جيد. الشيخ said, وهو الصورة الباطنة في الإنسان. It is the internal image in a human being. You have an outer image, huh? And an inner image. The external one is al-khalq. And the internal one is al-khuluq. It's also an image. Subhanallah. يعني السجايا والطبائع. That which is part of your natural way. Your character. Your conduct. Your behavior. There's a sneeze, it's not coming. فهم يدعون إلى أن يكون الإنسان سريرته كريمة. They invite that the person's internal سريرة is that secret thing within you, that it should also be noble. كريمة. فيحب الكرم والشجاعة والتحمل من الناس والصبر. That he loves generosity, bravery, and perseverance with the people and patience. وأن يلاقي الناس بوجه طلق. And that he shall meet the people with a face that is smiley. طلق is like, it's like something that is moving forward, like طلقة. When you shoot talqat rasas, like a bullet, because it just goes out cheerfully, as a form of cheerfulness. Good translation, Ya Abdul Majid. وَصَدْرٍ مُنْشَرِحٍ. This comes from the Quran. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. MashaAllah. There's another ayah. It's important in da'wah. That's another. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. There's another ayah. You have to be able to pull them out from your memory. From your memory. How? With time. With time it comes. Subhanallah. You don't even have to study it, honestly. If you indulge in this kind of stuff, you don't even have to study it. This comes. But you have to be familiar with the book of Allah. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whomsoever Allah wishes to guide, he will open his chest to Islam. طيب, إذن وَصَدْرٌ مُنْشَرِحٌ أو عفواً هنا مجرورة وَصَدْرٍ مُنْشَرِحٍ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِقٍ وَصَدْرٍ مُنْشَرِحٍ. Open chest. لا يمضاف يا شيخ. الباء حرف جر يجر كل ما بعده. معطوف عليه. غفر الله لك يا عبد الله. ونفس مطمئنة. نفس مطمئنة. Where does that come in the Quran? يا شيخ, يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة, ها, ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. طيب, see all these words you see in the book of Allah عز وجل. كل هذه من مكارم الأخلاق. All of these fall under the noble character, the noble manners. أما محاسن الأعمال, as for the goodness of the deeds, فهي مما يتعلق بالجوارح. It is that which is related to the limbs. Okay. ويشمل الأعمال التعبدية والأعمال غير التعبدية. This includes the deeds that are related to worship and those which are unrelated to worship. مثل البيع والشراء والإجارة, like buying and selling and renting. حيث يدعون الناس إلى الصدق والنصح في الأعمال كلها. They invite people to truthfulness and to be sincere in advice in all of their deeds. وإلى تجنب الكذب والخيانة. And that you shall stay away and avoid, strictly avoid كذب, lying, خيانة, betrayal or treachery. Treachery, good. وَإِذَا كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ النَّاسِ إِلَى ذَلِكَ فَهُمْ بِفِعْلِهِ أَوْلَى. If they are inviting the people to that, then them doing it is more expected and is more of the case. قَوْلُهُ وَيَعْتَقِدُونَ مَعْنَى قَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَوْ يَعْتَقِدُونَ مَعْنَى قَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. And they يعتقدون, they have عقيدة, they strongly believe. the meaning which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he said, "Akmalul mu'minin." What is akmal? The most complete. على وزن أفضل التفضيل. Huh? أكثر الناس مثلا أو أكثرهم. الله أكبر. نعم. أكمل المؤمنين. The most perfect among believers. إيمانا.
In terms of
his faith. أحسنهم خلقا. The best in his character. The best in his character. عجيب سبحان الله. See the relation between the two? That's why يعني it's I don't know what to say. Now of course we all have our mishaps and shortcomings, and I'm the first to admit that. But I'm saying that generally speaking, يعني generally speaking, you have to be nice and kind, and you may sometimes fall into the traps of the shaitan. No one is free from that. But there are some, ya Sheikh, that are du'at, that are sharis, يعني they're just unbearable. Can't even deal with them, can't even speak with them, can't even talk to them, because they're so difficult to deal with and they're so mean. Yani, they're far away from that. And this is yani horrible, horrible. I'm not going to give you any names because this is irrelevant to our discussion now, but I've been with them, first-hand experience. And you just wonder what in the world is going on. So we should take it easy. Now, we're, like I said, not pick on someone who made a mistake, say, yeah, we all have that. But generally speaking, you should be able to deal with people nicely. I mean, come on, man. Because it's a sign of Iman. هذا الحديث ينبغي أن يكون دائما نصب عيني المؤمن. This hadith, he should always be right there in front of the eyes of the believer. Always keep this hadith in front of you. Remember it. فأكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا مع الله ومع عباد الله. The best of the believers, إيمانا, is the best in his character with Allah and with the slaves of Allah. أما حسن الخلق مع 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 الله أو مع الله مع الله مع الله. As for the good character or the good mannerism with Allah, فأنت تلقى أوامره بالقبول والإذعان والإنشراح وعدم الملل والضجر. شيل. That you تتلقاهم الملائكة. Huh? To receive. Welcoming, receive. مرحبا. حياك الله. قهوة. طيب. أن تتلقى أوامره. That you receive with welcoming attitude. أوامره, his commands or his commandments, بالقبول, acceptance. والإذعان, submission. نعم. والإنشراح, open heart, open chest. يلا, give me. وعدم الملل والضجر, and lack of boredom. And being, just tired of the commandments. And really, this is يعني a critical point. And this is where many of us fail to understand يعني why we have not yet reached the belief we're supposed to reach or we're supposed to have. Which is when the commandment comes and we don't like it. We know it's wajib, but يعني no حسن خلق مع الله. It's not there. There's سوء خلق مع الله والعياذ بالله. Yeah, Sheikh, why is this wajib, man? Life was better without it. You know, I could have enjoyed myself more. This really doesn't, match my style and fashion. So you find that people will choose what is suitable for them and ignore the commandments of Allah. Because it's not suitable. Because there's no qabool, there's no idhan, there's no anshirah, and there is malal and dajar. And that is an indication of su'ul khuluq wal'iyadu billah. How many of us suffer that? Allah knows best. And we should uproot this kind of behavior from our lives. So, what is wajib? Obligatory, we should do it with love. Because we should trust Allah. That what Allah wants is good for us now and in the akhirah. You see, but only if we don't trust Allah, we will do the opposite. We say, but because we really don't trust Allah. Otherwise, if we trusted Allah, what did Allah say? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Oh, you have believed? Respond to Allah and His Messenger if He calls you to that which will give you life. So whatever the Prophet ﷺ said, whether directly or from Allah, it will give us life. Only if we don't believe that, we will turn away from it thinking life is elsewhere. thinking life is in other than the sunnah. You see, this is a khalal, this is an issue in aqeedah that the Muslims suffer from. The practicing Muslims before the non-practicing one. So who do we complain to? Allah al-musta'an. وَأَن تَتَلَقَّى أَحْكَامَهُ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْرِضَى وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ. And this is in regards to the legislative. As for the universal, you accept them also with patience and satisfaction and things of the sort. أَمَّا حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ مَعَ الْخَلْقِ. Now the other one came. Huh? خُلُق خَلْق. They're written next to each other. But they put a fatha here, by the way, to help you out. As for the good character with the خَلْق.
Creation.
فَقِيلَ. It was said. بذل الندى وكف الأذى وطلاقة الوجه. The way the Arabs put it in a nice little, you know, poetic way. بذل الندى is to, will the Shaykh explain it? نعم. Yeah, بذل الندى وكف الأذى, I will translate it later. وطلاقة الوجه. The Shaykh said بذل الندى, which is to, بذل is spending, بذل. الندى, لا, not nida.
Nida. Oh, okay.
Differentiate between nada and nida. By the way, nada, I think there's a milk or laban called nada.
Yes, yes.
And nada originally, as far as I know, one of the meanings is the
after the rain.
No, not even after the rain. In the morning when there's fog.
Dew.
Dew. Yes, mountain dew. Aywa. The Shaykh said, يعني الكرم, which is actually the summary for بذل الندى is generosity. Huh? Generosity. وليس خاصا بالمال. It is not restricted to money. بل بالمال والجاه والنفس. يعني you give بذل الندى, you give with generosity. Huh? Whether it is wealth or whether it is a status which you have among the people or even yourself. وكل هذا من بذل الندى. All of this falls under بذل الندى. That kind of spending from yourself. Anything which is beneficial for the people. وطلاقة الوجه ضد العبوس. أو العبوس. عبس وتولى. Frowning. طلاقة الوجه is the opposite of frowning. Huh? وكذلك كف الأذى بأن لا يؤذي أحدا لا بالقول ولا بالفعل. Similarly, كف الأذى is that you don't harm anyone neither with a statement nor with an action. How many times do we do that? Especially when we're driving. قوله ويندبون إلى أن تصل من قطعك. أهل السنة والجماعة further invite and they recommend that you shall tie or remain close to or maintain the ties with the one who cuts you off. وتعطي من حرمك. Shaykh, where are we from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? You see, we know who we are for real. You give the one who deprives you. The one who prevents you, you give him. وَتَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. And you pardon the one who oppresses you. We probably don't do any of the three. Huh? You cut me off, I will cut you off twice. And I will show you who is the one who will last longer. Huh? Yeah. You want me to give you? You didn't give me anything. I'm not going to give you jack, man. You go find somebody else who's stupider than myself. I'm not that dumb, man. I know what's going on. Oh, mashallah, brother. And of course, to pardon the one who oppresses you is unheard of. As soon as he cuts you off, pop, 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 and you chase after him, go in front of him, step on the brake. Yeah? Yeah, I'll show you how to drive, man. You're like, how did you see me? Yeah, I was in the car behind you when you were doing this. Come on, you guys. You know we're silly like that, man. Allah musta'an. The Shaykh said, يَنْدِبُونَ أَوْ يَدْعُونَ أَيْ يَدْعُونَ. They also invite the people. أَنْ تَصِلَ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ. To keep ties with the one who cuts you off. مِنَ الْأَقَارِبِ.
Relatives.
مِمَّنْ تَجِبُ صِلَتُهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. The one that is obligatory for you to keep kinship ties with. إِذَا قَطَعُكَ. If they cut you off. فصلهم. If they cut you off, connect. لا تقل من وصلني وصلته. Don't say, if he calls me, I'll call him back. If he connects with me, I'll connect with him. فإن هذا ليس بصلة. This is not kinship ties. This is not keeping the kinship ties. كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, ليس الواصل بالمكافئ. The one who keeps the kinship ties is not the one who awards. The one who does it for him. Huh? إنما الواصل من إذا قطعت رحمه وصلها. The true one, the true person who keeps the kinship ties, the one who when cut off, he insists on keeping the ties. When they tell you, don't call anymore, don't send an email, don't knock on our door, we don't want to see you, and you still strive to keep that link alive, you are the one who's keeping the kinship ties. Now when they visit you on Saturday, you visit them on Friday. This is called mutual visitation and socializing. And yes, with the niyyah, you're still maintaining a form of ties. But it is not the real one, which entails people not wanting you and you insisting on staying there in their face kind of thing. فالواصل هو الذي إذا قطعت رحمه وصلا. The true wasil is the one when his kinship ties are cut off, he keeps him connected. وسئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسأل النبي صلى الله لا 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 Here we get technical. Look at this sentence. It could be interpreted in many ways depending on the vowel. It could be سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من رجل. So سئل النبي. It could be سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا. The Prophet ﷺ asked a man. Or it could be as in here وسئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل. Now, see, if you say سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا, خليني remove صلى الله عليه وسلم so you won't confuse. سأل النبي رجلا, the Prophet asked a man. سأل النبي رجل, the Prophet was asked by a man. You with me? So whether مرفوع and منصوب, huh? The ضمة and the فتحة, it's the same sentence structure. You did not flip the words. You did not remove the words. You kept them all next to each other, but changing that vowel will change the meaning. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. If you were to say it the other way around, you will give the opposite meaning. So this is very technical. Huh? Arab, of course. What is Arab in English? Parse. Parse, P-A-R-S-E. Add this one to the dictionary. طيب. So the Sheikh said, the sentence says, وَسَأَلَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ رَجُلٌ. How did I know that? Because they put two dhamma on رَجُل. So I know that رَجُل is the fa'il, the object of the subject of the sentence. Therefore, the Nabi is the object of the sentence. It's mansub. But مُقَدَّم. نعم. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah, إِنِّي لِي أَقَارِبِ. I have some relatives. أصلهم ويقطعونني. I try to keep the kinship ties with them and they cut me off. وأحسن إليهم ويسيئون إلي. I treat them with excellence and goodness and they treat me with evil. والعياذ بالله. وأحلم عليهم ويجهلون علي. أحلموا أو أحلموا. أحلموا أو أحلموا. See, this gets confusing because you have حلم, huh, and حلم, and you dreams and forbearance. Here, I'm forbearant. Is that an English word? I don't know. I have forbearance with them. وَيَجْهَلُونَ عَلَيْهِ. They act ignorantly. Huh? I have forbearance. I take it easy with them. They act with me in an ignorant manner. يَجْهَلُونَ عَلَيْهِ. فَقَالَ نَبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Prophet said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, إِن كُنْتَ كَمَا قُلْتَ. If it is just as you explained right now. فَكَأَنَّمَا تَسُفُّهُمُ الْمَلْ. As if you are feeding them dirt. As if you are grabbing dirt and shoving it in their mouth. وَلَا يَزَالُ مَعَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ ظَهِيرٌ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا دُمْتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And you will continue to receive assistance from Allah as long as you are in this state. As long as you are suffering in this fashion. You treat them nicely, they treat you evil. You try to keep them, they throw you away. You treat them with good, they treat you evilly. You will continue to have assistance from Allah as long as you maintain that. Meaning, don't give up. He didn't say, forget about them, they're a bunch of losers, they're not worth it. Huh? Find someone else who cares for you. No. You continue doing that because the ajr is from Allah and Allah will assist you. تَسُفُهُمُ الْمَلْ أَيْ كَانَّمَا تَضَعُ التُّرَابَ أَوْ الرَّمَادِ الْحَارْثِ أَفَوْهِمْ. It's as if you're putting turab. You know turab? Or الرَّمَادُ الْحَارِ. Burnt hot ashes. Hot ashes in their mouth. فأهل السنة يندبون إلى أن تصل من قطعك. أهل السنة then and recommend and invite the people to keep ties with the ones who cut you off. وأن تصل من وصلك بالأولى. Of course, for you to keep kinship ties with the one who already keeps ties with you is more deserving. لأن من وصلك وهو قريب صار له حقا. The one who keeps kinship ties with you while he's your relative, he has two rights. حق القرابة, the right of relation, وحق المكافة, and the right of being rewarded for visiting you, visiting back. لقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, من صنع عليكم معروفا فكافئوه. Whosoever does a favor for you, reward him. Whoever does a favor for you, reward him. And if you cannot find any reward, or the best thing is جزاك الله خيرا, actually. نعم. وتعطي من حرمك, and you give the one who deprives you. أي من منعك, the one who withholds. ولا تقول منعني لا فلا أعطي. Don't say he deprived me, I'm not going to give him anything. Huh? Like examples we gave earlier. وتعفو عمن ظلمك, and you pardon the one who wrongs you. أي من انتقصك حقك, the one who took away from your right. Huh? He did not fulfill your right. إما بالعدوان, either because of transgression on his part. وإما بعدم القيام بالواجب, or simply not fulfilling the obligation. وظلم يدور على أمرين, اعتداء وجحود. ظلم revolves around two matters. اعتداء, transgression, جحود. جحود is like a denial. To deny. To deny the right that someone has. So forget it. Huh? But you told me, yalla out. This is جحود. Transgression is, you go beyond to harm. See, this is what the ظلم revolves around. And we see examples of that in our daily lives. إما أن يعتدي عليك بالضرب, إما أن يعتدي عليك بالضرب. Either he may transgress against you by whooping you, beating you. وأخذ المال, or taking your wealth. وهتك العرض, or أعوذ بالله يعني dishonoring you. وإما أن يجحدك فيمنعك حقك, or he simply will deny you and he will deprive you of your right. So you have nothing with me. I don't know what you're talking about. وكمال الإنسان أن يعفو عمن ظلمه. The perfection of the human being is being able to pardon the one who oppresses him. Subhanallah. ولكن العفو إنما يكون عند القدرة على الانتقام. Be careful though. عفو, pardoning, is only there when you have the ability to revenge. Huh? Only when you have the ability to revenge, you can say that. Hey. يعني, just to give an example. A little fella, you know, if this big man comes and he punches him. You know, and he know he can't do that. I'm going to forgive you, man. Because he knows that if he were to whoop him, he's going to smash him. I forgive you, okay? Khalas. No problem. Man, you know you're not forgiving. If he was smaller than you, he'd be on his back right now. But because he's twice your size, and you know you get a whoop and said, I forgive you, no problem. I'm not going to revenge. No, you have to be able to take revenge, then leave it alone. Then we say you are pardoning someone. If you can't take revenge, it's not really pardoning.
Position of power.
Huh?
Position of power.
Naam.
Is it the Qalibin al-Ghayb?
Huh?
Qalibin al-Ghayb.
Hey, those who suppress their anger. Nay. فأنت تعفو مع قدرتك على الانتقام. Then you only pardon when you have the ability to take revenge. أولا, رجاء لمغفرة الله عز وجل. The reason why you do so, hoping in Allah's forgiveness. ورحمته and the mercy. فإن من عفى وأصلح فأجره على الله. You're going to have a hamza. Because as in the ayah, the one who pardons and he rectifies, then his award or reward is with Allah Azza wa Jal. ثانياً لإصلاح الود بينك وبين صاحبك. Secondly, you do it in order to keep the love between you and your companion. Huh? لأنك إذا قبلت إساءته بإساءة, if you respond to his evil conduct with another evil conduct, استمرت الإساءة بينكما. The evil conduct will become will be continuous between the two of you. You keep getting on each other's cases. وَإِذَا قَبَلْتَ إِسَاءَتُهُ بِإِحْسَانِ. However, if you treat his misconduct with goodness, عَادَ إِلَى الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْكَ وَخَجِلْ. He will also go back to the state of being kind with you and he will become ashamed of himself. أحسنت. قال الله تعالى, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيَّةُ إِدْفع بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. ولكن وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. طيب, حسنة and سيئة are never equal. لا تستوي. ادفع بالتي احسن, put for that which is better. So much so that the one between with whom you have enmity, he will become like a waliyun hamim, like a strong ally, a loving ally of yours. فالعفو عند المقدرة من سمات أهل السنة والجماعة. Being pardoning at the time with the ability to take revenge is from the qualities and the traits of أهل السنة والجماعة. لكن بشرط أن يكون العفو إصلاحا. However, on the condition that this عفو is means of rectifying or rectification. You will see why. فإن تضمن العفو إساءة. If in you pardoning someone, you're causing harm. فإنهم لا يندبون إلى ذلك. They no longer recommend that. لأن الله تعالى لأن الله اشترط فقال فمن عفا وأصلح. The one who pardons and he rectifies. أي من كان في عفوه إصلاح. Meaning the one in whose pardoning there's rectification. أما من كان في عفوه ساء. As for the one in whose pardoning there's harm. أو كان سببا للإساءة. Or it becomes a reason for harm to occur. فهنا نقول لا تعفو. We say don't pardon. I don't know if he's going to give an example. مثل أن يعفو عن مجرم, like a criminal. You say I pardon him. ويكون عفوه هذا سببا لاستمرار هذا المجرم في إجرامه. And in you pardoning him, you'll be a reason for this criminal to continue to practice his criminal behavior. فترك العفو هنا أفضل. Not pardoning him is better. يعني every time he drives, he's a reckless driver. And he's already run over a few people. And he crashed into many cars. And so now he hits your car. Okay? If you pardon him and you know he will get away and do this to someone else, don't pardon him. Say, no, I'll bring you to justice. You, someone like you needs to be locked up. طيب? So you have to have fiqh of the matter. And when it comes to the people of bid'ah, which is more severe? Crashing into someone's car or crashing into his aqidah and ruining it? Hey, so we have to be very delicate with this issue. Say, wallah, brother, then you should forgive A, B, C, D, F, G. No. Huh? Because afu here will cause calamities to the ummah. No, these have to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with because this is not what it is. But someone from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah made a mistake. Yalla, khaliya, let it slide. وربما يجب ترك العفو حينئذ. Perhaps it becomes obligatory to even leave alone pardoning at that time. If it's going to cause more evil. على كل حال, with that, inshallah ta'ala, we conclude. And the very next discussion is a very sensitive one about the dutifulness to the parents. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah command that one is dutiful to one's parents. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll deal with this when Allah facilitates. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.